joined now by MTSU men's basketball coach Kermit Davis. Good morning, Kermit.
Good morning, man. You guys doing all right?
Doing well. Say hello to Joe. He needs it. Special loving.
Joe, how's the TV star doing now?
Oh, I'm well, Coach. Just doing. I'm signing headshots right now. So.
I love it.
Thank you. You know what's funny? I heard your interview on a few other stations because I listen around. I like what you said, Coach, about. Because these last two games you played this weekend, especially the North Texas game, was not easy. And you said, I think he's like, you know, teams can see the kind of the finish line and they kind of up their game with everything. I thought it's a great way to explain how down the stretch these games are going to get tougher and tougher and tougher.
You know how we all get in kind of desperate modes. And like I said, there's different desperation. Maybe teams playing desperate to improve RPI to get an at-large bid, Middle Tennessee, or desperation of really, you know, of a sense of urgency of trying to win a conference championship. There's some that are just playing their tails off trying to get into the conference tournament top 12 or first four byes. So and in these margins, you'll see it around college basketball, the margins of these games get shorter and shorter. It's just because everybody knows each other really well, and it's just kind of getting down to the final grind of the season.
Kermit, we've all season long talked about Nick King. Was named the Conference USA player for last week for the fourth time. Carl Malone Award winner that goes to the top power forward in the country. And just his length and ability to not only play around the basket but to stretch other fours and fives. He's such a tough guard because he has such good range to go with that athleticism.
Yeah, he does, you know, and when you can make a three at 6'7", 225, yeah. And then he'll get almost 10 rebounds a game. And always, when I start scouting and I look at opponents, the position I look at first is the forward. Because today in college basketball, if you don't have a stretch forward, sometimes if you don't have two of them that can put on the floor at the same time, it's amazing how small the floor gets. And when I look at a guy and I say, okay, I look at this forward, and he's a really good offensive rebounder, and he can make a three, you say, holy cow, now that's going to be a problem because he's got physicalness, plus he's got skill level to shoot a ball from behind the arc.
Well, and just there's not many of them out there, right? I mean, you know, if there were plenty of them to go around, plenty of other teams would have them.
Yeah, you know, it's I think it's getting more prevalent. I mean, especially in the NBA, I mean, all of those guys, just those 6'6 to 6'8, 6'9 guys, you know, that their skill level is really high. Now, not all of them can make NBA threes, but they can make, you know, 18, 19-foot jump shots. I mean, if you're running offense in basketball and you at the four and typically the five, we put numbers on them, but really just two forwards. If you put two forwards on the floor at the same time that can make a three or can stretch you a skill level, I mean, almost anything you run works.
Coach, I want to go back to the Nick King thing here for a second. How much did you know about Nick King before he came to MTSU?
We know a lot about him. You know, he played in Murphy Center, won a state championship at East, was a top 30, top 40 high school player in the country, and kind of his lifelong dream. He wanted to go to Memphis like a lot of those kids did at that particular time. And so he fired a small shot, but he got really big early. But then when he left Memphis, I really thought we'd have a great chance to get him. I think his dad, Greg, really would have liked him to come, but I think Nick still had that Power Five stuff in his eyes, and he went. And so the third time when he got his release from Alabama, Wynn Case and I went straight down to Tuscaloosa, spent a couple hours with Nick, and I think we all left. Nick left there, Wynn and I left there, knowing that Nick King was going to come to Middle Tennessee and play.
You know, you've had guys you've transferred in before, and we've heard stories before, not so much from you, but other places, like, well, the guy comes in, thinks he's bigger than the team, and doesn't kind of get with the team mode. From all indications, Nick King has come to your program and just been simply outstanding as a teammate, and that's the least you could ask for.
You know, Joe, it's a great point, because, like, Ja'Cory and Dendy, we set them for a year. So they kind of got accustomed to the culture and how we go about business. And that was one of the first things I told Nick when we talked. I said, Nick, there's got to be one thing on your mind. How can you impact winning? And I said, if you can trust the process and understand the impact of winning, all those individual accolades, they'll come your way. Because your skill set and how we use your position at that hybrid four, it's a perfect match. And I said, but if you don't impact winning or if you got some kind of other agenda, this is not the right place for you. And so I think he's just cherished that. You think about it now, this is really the first time that he's had this kind of role since his senior year at East. Now, he's played on those other teams. He averaged 6 or 7 at Memphis, 5 or 6 before he got sick at Alabama. So he has embraced trying to win games, just like those other guys in front of him have done.
MTSU basketball coach Kermit Davis at Southern Miss tomorrow night, at Louisiana Tech Saturday, and then a week off, right? Sort of odd that you have like a midweek off, but UAB, WKU, Marshall, 3 games in 8 days, all at home, and every one of these teams that you're going to need to beat, you're playing them.
Well, we are, you know, and the Southern Miss team, I just our league, you know, RPI league, Greg, was 21 last year. Now it's 12.
Wow.
I think it's just better. It's just getting better. And even like Southern Miss, I mean, they're 10-1 at home. Their only loss is to Old Dominion. They were up 13 the second half the other day against Old Dominion at home and got beat right at the buzzer. And so it's a team that's gotten so much better. We're the winningest program in Conference USA. I think we're 62 or 63-19 in league play since we joined the league. The only place we have not won at is at Louisiana Tech. So, I mean, our total attention has got to be on this road trip. You know, the practice today is important. And then if we can get home, obviously they got 3 huge games at home.
Kermit Davis joining us this morning. You got some impressive wins, Coach. But always I am curious, is there one loss that still burns you right now?
You know,
quit laughing.
That's so
probably
funny.
The one, you know, probably, no, it's a good question because, I mean, obviously the Marshall loss was tough, but, you know, both of those losses in Hawaii, you know, Miami and USC, we knew it was going to be such a big RPI games. You know, both teams have been ranked at some point this year. We led, been such a really good second half team. We led both of those teams, maybe both by even almost double digits in the second half and got beat at the end. So those are hard, you know, knowing they were going to be national games that people are going to look at.
I go back to the Auburn game because I remember watching that coach in the first half thinking, there's no way Auburn's this good and your team's playing this bad. And then, you know, after the game was 76-70, you guys in that second half, to me, while I've seen almost every game, that second half you play against Auburn might have been the best basketball I've seen out of your team because your team, coach, could have packed it in and driven back to Murfreesboro, and you guys did the opposite.
Yeah, and I agree, Joe. I mean, we got down as many as about 18 or 20. And still to this day, I mean, Auburn's by far the best team that we've played. And we played the 5th-best schedule non-conference-wise in the country. We did. We fought it that day. I mean, we did. I'm so proud of our team. And we had the ball even, I think, down 6 to kind of get that thing to almost a 1-possession game and couldn't do it. But you are. Auburn's got a chance. I'm telling you, if they keep playing, I mean, like everybody, they could lose in the first round of the tournament or that team right there could play in the Final Four.
Yeah, and the seedings, I saw they came out the top 4 rounds were sort of put out this week. Always just sort of glance at your RPI at NCAA.com, 27 right now. How do you manage this with your team knowing there's some other teams up above you that have a wider margin of error because of who they're playing where you don't necessarily have that margin of error?
You know, I tell our team, we don't talk about it every day, but about a week ago, I told them, I said, guys, I said, Texas A&M and the SEC can lose 4 straight in the SEC and people still have them in the tournament. And I said, it's just our margin of error is 0. And we've got like this Southern Miss game, that's as big as the Western Kentucky game at home. You know, if you're really trying to be a player, you don't win your conference tournament as an at-large bid. And so all of these, and see what happens now, as you well know, I mean, the criteria, they give you so much more credit in the computer ratings and rankings because of road wins. Well, we have 10, which is the most in college basketball. So to get another road win, all that, I mean, it pays great dividends. Rasmussen, who's the chair, came out and said after his first ranking, said there's 2 things. We're looking at road record, and we're looking at teams who have really made a concerted effort to try to be an NCAA tournament team and schedule like that before the season. And I think we've reached both of those, but we just got to finish it out.
Yeah, 10-1 on the road. That's that's pretty strong. Kermit, I want a little philosophy thing, okay? Here, your approach. When to foul, not to foul, when you're up by three. All right, let's just say you're up by three, 10 seconds to go. The other team has the ball, bringing it the length, okay? And yep. they're in the bonus, or let's just say the double bonus. So they'll have two free throw attempts. Some coaches foul. I think in the NBA, it's just automatically they're going to foul. That, but a lot of coaches say they take their chance on a team, you know, making what, one out of every three-pointer. What do you do, or is it just sort of game specific in your feel?
It's for us. It's just the time on the clock.
Yeah,
if it's usually 7 seconds or less, we'll foul. 10. It's tough, Greg, because you know if you foul in the backcourt, if you wait till they get to the front court, then boy, you risk as soon as you foul, then they go up to shoot. You know, now some coaches, you know, you talk about as soon as he decks the ball, you foul. Where he's not in a shooting motion. Because that's happened. Guys will just all of a sudden look to foul, and a guy will just throw up a shot, and they'll give him three free throws. So to us, you know, we would love to foul if it's 7 seconds or less, maybe after two dribbles and a foul. And I think we would never – I don't want to try to just watch a three in the air to see if he can tie. You know, so it's really for us, it's about where the ball's put in and time left on the clock.
I just looked at your last three games of the season. I had no idea that you finished with UAB, Western, and Marshall
at
home.
Thanks. I just said that.
I know, but I was looking. I was like, is that right? I double-check because I do this. I mean, that's the way you finish the season now. I mean, those three games at home with a week off. I know Greg said it earlier, but I didn't realize that that's it.
They're in 3 and 8 days.
Yes.
It's amazing, Joe, just how fast college basketball goes. I mean, it really is. It's everybody's winding down, and once you get in this routine of conference play, the weeks just peel off really quickly. And those three will be very well attended games. Right now, our attendance overall is a little under 6,000. So we hope that that'll really boost. We've all set a goal of trying to lead Conference USA in attendance. So we have to have three really, really good crowds to be able to do that. So we're looking forward to coming back home and playing those three. But like I said, it'll be big regardless, but this trip right here really could put us in good shape if we play well.
I tell you, Coach, I've gone to a restaurant and your game's been on the TV and people watching, people are supporting, people are proud, people are happy, and so I'd love to see this thing make another deep run. It would just be outstanding, not only because we think the world of you and the program, but also for all the MTSU alumni around there. It'd be just a great feeling again to watch you guys do this.
Well, I mean, we are one of those teams. There's a lot of them out there that we got in the tournament. You could sure get beat in the first round, but I think we're a team built. We could get to the second weekend, and that's going to be the beauty about this tournament. It is the most wide-open March Madness that college basketball has ever seen.
It's going to be fun, and it's hard to believe. Just two more weeks. Crazy, crazy. Kermit, good luck, Southern Miss, on the road, Louisiana Tech, and then obviously with the three home games to close the regular season. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Kermit.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you.
Well, doesn't appreciate me. That's
well,
all right.
He does. That goes without saying, Joe. You should have seen the look in your face. You look so sad.
Well, I think the world of Kermit. Wow, so do I. That's why I signed him to a 48-year contract.
48?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll retire. He's 130.
All of our visits from MTSU brought to you by Budmore State Farm Insurance, right there, 3245 Franklin Road in the west, the heart of West Murfreesboro. Office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. State Farm Insurance, auto, home, property, life, health, rental, bundle, any or all of the above, banking products, annuities, State Farm experience since 1972. That staff has more than 100 years combined experience as well. And speaking of experience, I've had two homes in Rutherford County, the one I've been living in for the past 20 years or so, and the one prior to that, both were insured through Bud Moore State Farm Insurance. So I can tell you from personal experience just what a great guy he is and just such confidence in the way he goes about his business. 615-893-1417, budmorris.biz.